Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. Although the snow this weekend was beautiful, it caused issues for a local organization.
God's Storehouse in Topeka has taken a lot of inventory in over the year, so much so the charity was using a tent to store furniture it's received until the organization could expand its location, which it's been scheduled to do. The tent worked fine until this weekend when the snow accumulating on the roof caused it to collapse. KSNT reports management is scrambling to find a solution to losing the 5,000 square feet of retail space with the loss of the tent.
A food safety alert from the Centers for Disease Control says the Salmonella outbreak has sickened 99 people. The alert is related to whole and pre-cut cantaloupe, including Vineyard Brand, Rudy, Freshness Guaranteed, and Racetrack brands, and Aldi cantaloupes. If you have them, throw them away. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Liberty Mutual presents How to Be the Life of the Party.
Okay, first turn the music off, then ask for everyone's attention. Now, tell them that you customized your home insurance with Liberty Mutual and saved hundreds. Boom! Now everyone knows you're not just a pretty face. You have some brains inside that face that know how to save hundreds on home insurance. Woo!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Based on recent survey of new customers who switched and saved, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The seven justices of the Kansas Supreme Court released a statement on Tuesday about the October 12th security incident that disrupted access to information systems used by courts statewide, saying that a few weeks ago, the Kansas judicial branch was a victim of a sophisticated foreign cyber attack that impacted the information systems used by the Kansas judicial branch. And this attack has temporarily incapacitated Kansas Office of Judicial Administration Information Systems, affecting daily operations of the state's appellate courts and district courts in 104 counties. The court said cyber criminals stole data and threatened to post it to a dark website if their demands were not met. The court is working with cybersecurity experts to identify the data so it can conduct a review to determine the full scope of what personal information may have been stolen. Based on a preliminary review, stolen information includes Office of Judicial Administration files, district court case records on appeal, and other data, some of which may be confidential. The court said the review will take time, but once it's complete, those who were affected will be notified. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly revealed a new license plate design that will be seen on Kansas roadways beginning in the spring of 2024. The new design is part of the state's phased approach to replacing current embossed standard plates because of safety concerns. Governor Kelly said the new license plate design promotes the state and our sense of optimism as Kansans travel near and far, and it also serves as a reminder that there are endless possibilities and that we should always reach for the stars. The new plate displays a wheat yellow color in the background with black and midnight blue text. The design pays tribute to the state motto, Ad Astra Per Aspera, with To the Stars embezzled across the bottom of the plate. The Kansas Department of Revenue is phasing out its embossed license plate starting in January 2024, and the new plate design will appear on vehicles beginning in March of 2024. David Harper, the director of the Kansas Department of Revenue Division of Vehicles, said many of the embossed plates out on the road have become difficult to read due to significant deterioration. So by replacing these plates, it will not only help law enforcement, but ensure that drivers can be easily identified in case of emergency. Additional information regarding the replacement process will be mailed with regular renewal notices, and answers to frequently asked questions can be found at ksrevenue.gov/DOV new plate. The Kansas Department of Agriculture's Pet Advisory Board will hold its annual quarterly board meeting at 10 a.m. this Wednesday, November 29th. It will be held on Zoom and is open to the public. To get a copy of the agenda or information on how to access the link to the meeting, you can go to agriculture.ks.gov/KPAAB. And if you have questions about the meeting, you can contact Sasha Thomason, the director of the Animal Facilities Inspection Program, at sasha.thomason@ks.gov, or call the Division of Animal Health at 785-564-6601. Anyone who requires special accommodations must make their needs known at least 24 hours prior to the meeting. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
The 7-member bipartisan panel that makes up the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will hold their last meeting of 2023 this Thursday, November 30th, beginning at noon. The hybrid meeting will be held on Zoom and in person at the Lyon County Fairgrounds Boyer Building in Emporia, and while all are welcome to attend, interested parties need to be present to participate. All Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meetings may be accessed by Zoom, phone, and live video and audio streaming, and made possible through YouTube. On November 30th, the Commission will vote on KAR-115-21 for the amount of fees, where staff recommendations, including implementing price increases for non-resident hunters and anglers, ranging from $2.50 to $65, depending on license or permit type, and the creation of an application fee for non-resident turkey permits. And they will hear the Secretary's orders with no vote required for free park entrance and free fishing days. The Department Secretary will then offer an agency and staff fiscal status before Commissioners hear general discussion updates on the Wildlife Division research and survey efforts, the Fisheries Division research effort, the antelope and elk seasons, and the deer seasons on Kansas's military installations. Commissioners will conclude the public meeting with discussions on workshop items, which are items that may be voted on at a future date, and they include the select big game regulations, carcass movement and disposal best practices, AR-115-23, camping and utility fees, and AR-115-826, the non-resident access for waterfowl hunting in Kansas. Time is always set aside for public comment, including public comment on non-agenda items, and participants can access login instructions or watch a live video audio stream of the meeting at ksoutdoors.com. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, January 25th of 2024 at the Meeting Room on Main in Sabetha. A longtime campus tradition is coming up to celebrate the holiday season at Fort Hays State University, and President Mason will kick this event off, followed by multiple speakers sharing about Christmas from their culture. And to wrap up the welcome, there will be a candlelight ceremony. The holiday tree lighting ceremony will be in front of the Sheridan Hall, and the event is open to the public and will begin at 5 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, November 28th. The university's Dickens Carolers will perform. A variety of activities will follow the tree lighting, including a cookie decorating contest, carriage rides, kids' train rides, and photos with Santa. And the first 200 people will have the opportunity to receive a holiday-themed Fort Hays State University long-sleeve t-shirt and coffee and hot chocolate from Breathe Coffee. The event is sponsored by several Fort Hays State University offices, including the Office of Student Engagement, the Office of the President, and International Student Services. November is Norton County Community Foundation's 8th annual My Foundation Campaign Match Month, and this month-long matching gift campaign is designed to encourage giving to the Community Foundation. to incentivize giving, the Norton County Community Foundation has received matching gift opportunities from two generous donors. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation will match every dollar raised up to $50,000, which will be put into the Norton County Unrestricted Grant Endowment Fund, and this fund is the future of the Norton County Community Foundation's grant-making ability. If that $50,000 is raised, the Norton County Community Foundation will receive an additional $50,000 bonus for operating purposes, $45,000 to the operating endowment, and $5,000 to the operating account. New this year is an opportunity from the Patterson Family Foundation, a private family foundation that is geographically focused on assisting Kansas and Western Missouri counties with fewer than 50,000 residents. They're matching donor gifts one-to-one up to $70,000. So if the Norton County Community Foundation meets its goal and raises $70,000 from its donors, they'll receive the $50,000 match from the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, the $50,000 bonus from the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, and the $70,000 match from the Patterson Family Foundation for a total of $240,000. Donations for Match Month can be made online at nortoncf.org/matchmonth or by mailing or delivering a check to the office at 112 South Kansas Avenue, Suite 203. For more information, you can contact the office at 785-874-5106, email foundation@nortoncf.org, or you can visit their office in the Heaton Building at 112 South Kansas Avenue, Suite 203, and donations must be received by November 30th. I'm Natalie Hadley, your KQNK News, was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Rev up your engine and hit the road with confidence. Norton Auto Supply, your CarQuest dealer, is your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether you're a seasoned mechanic or DIY enthusiast, we've got you covered. From quality replacement parts to essential tools and accessories, Norton Auto Supply has it all for you. The friendly and knowledgeable staff is there to help you find the right parts for your vehicle. Visit your local CarQuest dealer, Norton Auto Supply, today and experience the difference. Norton Auto Supply, keeping you on the road one part at a time.
Are you drowning in a sea of numbers and paperwork? It's time to take control of your finances with the help of the experts at Mapes & Miller LLP. Their team of experienced CPAs and tax professionals are here to guide you through the mazes of taxes, investments, and financial planning. Whether you're an individual seeking personal tax solutions or a business owner aiming for financial growth, they've got you covered. Trust in their precision, dedication, and commitment to your financial well-being at Mapes & Miller LLP, located on East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As input prices vary, producers are looking for ways to reduce and optimize their nutrient applications. However, when prices are low, that doesn't mean farmers should start over-applying synthetic fertilizers. Nick Becker, Director of Field Sales with Sound Agriculture, talked about some of the negative effects that can come from overapplication.
Yeah, I think that's a good question, especially when nitrogen prices are a little less. But some of the negative side effects is that nitrogen can have antagonistic effects on other elements in the soil. Essentially, it ties up elements that are valuable to the plant and makes them unavailable to your crops.
Becker says that source can help producers reduce waste and in turn see a better return on investment.
Yeah, we've solved for that with our product called Source. And so it's a soil activator that stimulates the microbes that are existing in your soil, and they can do various jobs, fixating nitrogen, solubilizing phosphorus, and making micronutrients more available in a very efficient manner, and gives your crop access to nutrients all season long.
As opposed to a regular soil microbial, Becker says Source acts as a caffeine for the microbes that already exist in the soil.
It's a chemistry similar to the other crop protection products that you're using, and it actually rides in the sprayer with those products, and it stimulates the microbes that are already existing in the soil. And basically, we use the analogy of caffeine for the microbes. It gets them up, gets them moving, and gets them going, and then there's a value exchange between the microbes and the plant, and so we're sort of the catalyst to get everything up and running.
The comments of Nick Becker, Director of Field Sales with Sound Agriculture. If you'd like more information, you can go to their website at sound.ag. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
I'm here with Indigo Ag's key account manager, Garrett Witters, for a Crop Health Minute. Today, we're talking about biologicals and their impact on plant health throughout the growing season. Garrett, we're coming up on the 2024 growing season. What do farmers need to know about how biologicals work and how they can improve yield performance?
These microbes essentially will help the plant overcome any stress that it encounters throughout the growing season.
Which farmers can benefit from the use of biologicals?
Unless you're farming in the Garden of Eden, you can benefit from the use of biologicals. Every acre, every year is experiencing some form of yield-robbing stress. And with the way our products are formulated and applied, they're super easy to use and are compatible with most every other seed treatment that farmers are using that's on the market.
And if farmers are interested in learning more about Biotrinsic, what should they do?
If you visit indigoag.com/crophealth, you can get contact information for both myself and retail partners and more information about our products in general.
That was our Indigo Ag Crop Health Minute. You can find more information about Indigo Ag at indigoag.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Cool temperatures across the Central Plains today, followed by a slow warming trend for most areas tomorrow and Wednesday. We still have some snow cover stretching from the South Central up through the Northeast counties. That'll keep things a little cooler in those areas today and again tomorrow. We should get some 50s back on Tuesday in the Western counties, warming up a little bit more by Wednesday, and then we get another cold front coming in on Thursday, cooling things off. We'll stay dry and fair in the meantime as high pressure settles in for a little while. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is over the Intermountain States. We have another high centered over northern Texas. Cool air moving into Kansas from the northwest, and that'll keep us in the 40s for most areas today, except a little cooler where we have that snow cover. Lots of sunshine expected through the afternoon, and with a stable pressure pattern, the wind should stay light. Skies will be clear for the overnight hours, and with radiational cooling, our lows will be dropping into the teens for most areas, maybe a few low 20s. Looking at Tuesday, strong high pressure moves southward from the Intermountain States and into the Central Rockies, so we'll get that low pressure lee trough near western Kansas. That'll boost our highs back into the low and mid-50s in the western counties. We'll stay in the 40s in the east. Looks about the same for Wednesday, maybe a few more clouds. Our next system comes in on Thursday with cooler air and maybe some precipitation. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we'll be in the low 40s with mid-teens for the overnight. Mid to upper 40s north central, upper teens and low 20s for the overnight. Upper 30s and low 40s northeast, and tonight we're in the mid to upper teens. Low to mid 40s southwest, mid-teens for the overnight. Low 40s south central, and tonight we're in the low 20s. Southeast, low to mid 40s for the afternoon, and we'll dip into the low 20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.